It's the JD Cymru Premier Podcast, Welsh Cup news and a preview of the weekend's games to come. But unfortunately, Jonah, for some very, very sad news to start off the podcast, definitely a friend of the podcast as well. Gareth Jones, the one-time secretary of Carmarthen Town, stalwart not only for Carmarthen Town, but for the league, unfortunately lost his battle against cancer this week. And that's a big loss, not only to Carmarthen Town, but to us as well.
Oh, absolutely, Mac. Gio, as we all called him, always. The class act, mate. Absolute class act. He was secretary of the town for many years. I think he followed Alan Latham as a secretary, and I was a big act to follow. I was speaking to Jeff Thomas about him today, and he said he can remember asking Gio to go as a secretary. And one of the best things he ever did following Latham was a big act, but Gio was a class act, mate. He was a gentleman, nothing was too much for him. He loved Carmarthen, he was always positive about his club and his own team, and he was just a good man to work with. I was lucky enough to work with him for 4 years, and he was top draw secretary. He was a bright man, always had a smile on his face, great family man. Well, I suppose the greatest accolade I can give him, Mac, is... And I think he'd have liked this, Gio. He was a true Welsh gentleman, and that's how I'd like to remember him. Wonderful man, but a true Welsh gentleman, mate.
Absolutely, nothing too much trouble for Gio, and we wanted him to do stuff and sort stuff out for us on the podcast. And you could tell his passion for Carmarthen Town, win, lose or draw, when he did the post match interviews for us. Always passionate about the football that had been played and the people he was working with. One of those people who he would have worked with a lot is Gwyn Derfel, the league secretary, and we've asked him to say a few words about Gio.
Gareth was a valued and respected club representative on the Welsh Premier League panel for a number of years. He had a knack of representing the club's viewpoints and the league's needs seamlessly, and he always did this with tremendous integrity. Just look at the improvements in facilities in Richmond Park in recent years. Gareth and other Carmarthen Town officials have worked tirelessly to help place the club at the heart of the community that Gareth loved so much. Everyone associated with our National League acknowledges how things have improved on and off the field over the past few years. And it's the efforts of people like Gareth Jones who have contributed greatly to these improvements. I've been fortunate enough to spend a lot of time with him on Wales away trips over the years, and at his beloved Richmond Park, or Parc Wyndew, as he'd affectionately call it. We've laughed a lot over the years as well. Gareth had a tremendous sense of humour, as everyone who knew him will know. However, my abiding memory of Gareth will be the fact that I never, ever heard a bad word spoken about him. He was a true gentleman, a passionate clubman, a proud Welshman, and more than anything, a fantastic family man. Our thoughts are naturally with Maynard and the family. Diolch, Gareth. Mae'n colled yn fawr, ond mae'n dyled ni yn enfawr.
We also have to say our commiserations as well to people at Carnarvon. Ken Jones, massive legend for a town, former player and former manager as well.
Yeah, God bless to Ken's family, and God bless, obviously, to all his friends and relatives.
So moving on to the third round draw of the JD Welsh Cup, some thrilling games in the second round. I think we have to mention Goitre United are through, and it was a 6-4 thriller, wasn't it?
Yes, it was a great game against Kevin Cribber, wasn't it? 6-4, yeah, and fair dues to Kevin Cribber. They took Goitre United all the way, and Goitre got a fine reward, though, I think, Mark. They got Carnarvon Town, who are a big club now. Let's not forget, Carnarvon are a big club coming down to Glanavard Park in Port Talbot. So yeah, it'll be a great game. It'll be a great game for Goitre. I really think it could be a tight game. It could go either way, but it's the type of game Lee John and Goitre would have been wanting for the last couple of years. Carnarvon will bring a big band of followers down. Carnarvon will fancy their chances to win or get to the final of the Welsh Cup. You know, when once you're in the top 12, you fancy. There's nobody really dominating at present to say, "Oh, they're nailed on to win this cup." So everybody, especially in the top six of the JD Cymru Premier, will fancy their chances. But Goitre United will really look forward to this game against Carnarvon. Great game.
So we find ourselves with new leaders of the JD Cymru Premier as we go into this next weekend. Konski Nomads, comprehensive win against Barry. Before we talk about that with you, Jonah, let's hear from Sam Rendoul of the Nomads.
That's a big statement from Konski, that victory today.
Yeah, good win. I think top of the league. And we wanted to keep that gap, but obviously we've heard the TNS games off, so we want to make that gap as big as possible. And to come to Barry and get that result and a clean sheet was pleasing, yeah.
You've played your football at Llandudno Bangor over the past season or so.
Yeah.
A few eyebrows were raised potentially when you came to Konski, but you're holding down the first team place and doing really well.
Yeah, I've had my time on them teams. I think at Bangor, obviously I knew Craig from when I got released and I know him well. So Craig's brought me to Bangor, things didn't really work out. Then I've obviously moved in January and then Craig's got in contact at the end of the season and I've come here, been patient and I've got in and I think I've took my chance.
Big game against Newtown next weekend. You've got that 4-point gap over TNS, 3 points over Barry still. Yeah. So that's going to be a huge encounter next week, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just about staying top of the league, keeping that gap and keep winning. Newtown will be a tough game, but I think the way we're playing, I think we can get 3 points here.
Quite clearly, my voice is still going. So is Gwyn Dervels. This is obviously the place where you work if you want a croaky voice.
Well, Jenna. I tell you what, I don't know what's the matter with you boys. You want to shape up a bit and get your voices sorted out.
You gave it to us. That was your fault. You had it 2 weeks ago.
Duval and Webb, you sound like Brian Adams and Rod Stewart.
Well, I don't know much about that, but what I do know is that the Nomads, well, that is quite a win against Barry, isn't it?
Nomads were superb last Saturday. They were absolutely superb. Barry were hindered, obviously, with the sending off of Jonathan Hood in the first half, but I think Andy Morrison's men really came to Barry for the win and went away with a good 4-0 victory. And I think, to be perfectly honest, they impressed a few Barry fans. I was in amongst the crowd, sat in amongst a dozen or so Barry fans, and they were surprised. They'd heard that Connors Key were all, you know, long ball and bully boy tactics and this and that, and they really opened their game up Saturday, and they looked a real decent team. They, you know, they had the likes of Insull again with a brace at the top, and he's looking dangerous from Michael Wilde, but they did spray the ball around well. George Horan at the back was immaculate. I mean, for his age, he's 37, I think, George. He had a wonderful game, and a lot of the boys in the clubhouse at Barry were talking about that. But I think the man you just interviewed, Sam Rendoul, who Gwyn's just interviewed, wow, I've looked at him Saturday, and he looks a player. He looks a player. He glided across up the Jenna pitch on Saturday, so take it, obviously, Connors Key haven't got him from Llandudno. You know, they've got him for a reason. And he looked a class act on Saturday and could be one to watch in this league or for future progress.
And what do you make about Barry at the moment? I mean, two heavy defeats now. I know some people have said their injury list isn't that great. And obviously, one of the most important players has only just come back from suspension. But is this a worrying time for Barry?
Yeah, obviously, Mark, the fans, you know, after you have a couple of 4-0 defeats, I think they'll be disappointed. And but sometimes you've got to take a reality check. I think Chesterfield and his group, they'll be disappointed, definitely, like you said, with the 2-4-0, the 4-1 and the 4-0. But you've got to be positive. They could go to Kevin Druid Saturday, win, and be top of the league. So sometimes, you know, you mustn't get carried away with a couple of 4-0 defeats, like you mustn't get carried away with a couple of 4-0 wins. He'll know when he gets his full team back together, whoever his number one is in goals, whoever his number, you know, 10 is in midfield, whoever his number 9 is. They'll get back together when he picks the right team. And they got Cottrell coming back for Saturday's game, so he should be positive. He scored a hat-trick in the game last year at The Rock when they won 5-2. So, yeah, they definitely had a couple of bad weeks, and I don't think Gav will paper over the cracks. He'll know they've had a couple of bad weeks. But as a manager and a group of players, if you have had 2-4-0 victories and you go into your next game knowing a victory could put you top of the league, that could be a different spin on it, and it could be a good positive spin. Go and get a win, boys, we're back top of the leagues, and we forget the 2-4 goalers.
You just mentioned Kevin Druids. They've announced this week that they've got £500,000 worth of new investment, planning to build a new fitness centre and a new hotel there. So I think it's only right that they name one of the suites the Mark Webber suite and the other one the Jonah suite.
Yeah, they won't hire them out very often, mate, let me tell you. I think they might have the Huey Griffiths suite, though, the man who took them into Europe a couple of years ago. And they seem to have, you know, they got their form back. They got three wins in a row. They got Jamie Davis playing like he's, you know, really banging in goals every week. And they also look like they're with a hard side. They were to beat 2 years ago when Huey took them into Europe. So it's a tough test for Barry to get out of their, you know, like we said, their current bad form, to go to the Rock and get a victory. And if Huey's team and supporters might think it's the right time to play Barry. So, great, you know, it's a great game in prospect. Could Huey's team produce four wins in a row, 12 points out of 12? That pushes them right into mid-table, onto 18 points, and pointing upwards towards the top six.
Now, a very interesting game on Friday night before we talk about next week. Aberystwyth against Bala. 5-0 to the Bala Town. Let's hear from Chris Venables.
Obviously, victory, most important thing. Tough place to come, as always. And they're on a good run. So, you know, we'd have taken 1-0 tonight. Absolutely. But, yeah, obviously a couple more goals is always positive as well.
167 and then 168th goal in the top tier. I've got to be honest, 167th is one of the best goals I've seen in a long time. So talk us through it.
Yeah, no, I discussed it before the game. Perhaps shooting more from outside the box and taking their... you know, taking a few more chances maybe in possession, and so I had that in the back of my mind, I think. But either way, it was a great goal, and yeah, probably one of my better ones. Not too many come from outside the box these days, so that's pleasing.
And if we can change tact a little bit, Chris, it's been announced this week that we'll see, and you've been a, you know, an ever-present in the last two fixtures, that we're playing against England in Carnarvon on March the 24th. Still a great appetite for that?
Yeah. As you say, I've been involved in quite a few now over the years, but it's always a special occasion, and you find it very difficult to turn the opportunity down if it comes my way. So, and obviously with it being in Carnarvon and you know, such fantastic following that they have up there for football, it'll be a great spectacle. So I'd be thrilled to be involved.
You said this before, if Chris Venables continues to score like he is, continues to look like he might get the golden boot, Bala become a continuing threat in that very bunched up top four.
Thank you very much for reminding me about that, Mark. I think I mentioned that on the second podcast of the season once I knew he was playing up top. Listen, he's the type of character who loves a challenge. I spoke to him last week and he said his days at Arbor, his midfield days, when he had the golden boot, were fantastic, some of the best days of his career. But he set himself a personal challenge now, playing as a number nine, 20 goals his target at the start of the season. He's got 12, he's on his way. A lot of people would have thought 20 goals was a bit of a inflated target, but he looks well on the way. He's playing really, really well. You know, the front three of Robles, Venables and Henry Jones, they look on fire at the moment, and they just had too much for Abbott at the back. And I'll tell you somebody else, by the way, who's just starting to glide a little bit as well in midfield. They mentioned a newcomer to the league, Samron Dool, with Collins Key. Keelan Smith starting to look the part again. I thought he had a wonderful game last Friday night. Starting to go past players in midfield. Really, you know, he looked a class act the other night. So, Bala, the third place above TNS at this stage of the season. About 6 or 7 weeks ago, people were starting to ask questions again, as they always do with Bala. Are they getting it right? Are they getting it wrong? Has Colin been there too long? Has so-and-so, so-and-so, so-and-so? Well, they're answering their critics again. And a win Saturday could push them right up towards the top. And they are, if they get a win Saturday, they're right in the mix in the title.
They play Airbus at home. And Airbus, after a couple of decent results, found themselves on the wrong end of one at Pennebont. And, you know, before we talk about Pennebont, let's talk about Airbus there.
Yes, Mark. Well, the first game they played, it was a tight game. When you were on about Venables, the centre forward, he scored a brace in the first game, which gave him a 2-1 victory. But Ballard at home now on a Friday evening, they're going to their strong favourites. And Airbus, I just, look, it's politics and it's how players are signed and things like that. But I'm disappointed sometimes to see, you know, it's a great win for Pennebont, great win, superb last minute win. But for Airbus, they suffered a last minute defeat. And with Sam Hart in goals, I don't know sometimes whether I don't like seeing outfield players in goals. Now, it's nobody's fault. It's you know, you should have a goalkeeper. You should have a couple of goalkeepers, maybe a young goalkeeper you should be able to play in. But it's happened a couple of times this season in our league. It's not one of the greatest things. I enjoy seeing outfield players in goals, because ultimately, Mac, it costs you games. It absolutely costs you games. And they'll have to bounce back this week. They'll have to bounce back. It's a tough place to go, Maes Tegid. And the smart money really is on Bala. They're flying at the moment, putting goals in the back of the net. The smart money's on Bala getting a three. O'Shaughnessy will be elated to go back to Maes Tegid, where he coached for a season or two, and claim a point.
I called this lot the Jekyll and Hyde team before, and I stick by it now. 5-0 winners 1 week, 5-0 losers the next. Aberystwyth are all over the place. It's TNS for them this weekend. Which Aberystwyth is going to turn up?
Well, for the Seasiders' own fate, I hope it's not the Aber who turned up the first game. They want to put that one behind them when it was 10-1 to TNS, obviously. And that was a nightmare day. But for their progress, you know, for their development, Aber now, they had a good run. They had a six-week run, a six-game unbeaten run where there was positives all around. It went amiss last Friday evening when they were demolished by a smart performance, by the way, from Bala. I think Colin Capon would have told you that. I don't think I've seen Colin smile as much as he was at the end of the game, because he knew how good his boys played. So Aber will have to bounce back. They need to bounce back Saturday. A resolute performance. They need to go to the champions and just, you know, really set their stall out, not to be rolled like they were in the first game by 10-1. They won't want any of that happening again. TNS, by the way, and Bala, I don't think they want to mention this in the Aber changing room. TNS, they need 4 goals for their 2,000th goal in the Cymru, or JD, as it was, or the Cymru Premier League now. So that could be a little bit of a target for TNS. But TNS, like you say, the smart money is right on TNS. They need to win again to get back in amongst the top two. You'd expect them to win. They didn't play last week, so they'll be as fit as fiddles and raring to go. And Aber had a bad game last week, but they got to pick themselves up and go and take on the challenge and try and get themselves a point at Park Hall.
And it's Carmarthen against the Met on Saturday. We obviously have to remember that there will be a minute's silence across all JD Cymru grounds this weekend in honour of Gareth Jones. One other Carmarthen news that we haven't talked about yet is they have a new manager.
Yes, Christian O'Leary. Congratulations to Christian getting a job in the Cymru Premier League. He's a top kid, Christian, and you know, he has been involved once before. I remember at Neath, so he has experience of the Premier League. And simple interview for me. If he comes in my office and I've got plenty of dough as a chairman, you get him in and you say, Christian, keep this team up. And you've done us a miraculous job. Whether they're building, it's too early to build for next season or anything like that, like I said last week, because there's over 50 points to play for. They're not cut, they're down the bottom of the table. They're only 3 or 4 points. That's not cut adrift. When you're 10 points or 12 points, you cut adrift. You've got 50 plus points to play for. He's had a brilliant football career as a player with Swansea City. What a start it would be to a managerial career, were he to keep the old gold in the Cymru Premier League. I'm sure he'll make a few signings at Christmas. He has plenty of contacts at the game. So, listen, good luck to him. All the best. And he has a tough start Saturday, going to Cardiff Met. They've had they haven't had the greatest of times lately, but I was speaking to Christian last week. He's happy with his lot. Even though, Mac, I didn't realise, 4 points out of 18 they've taken the Met in their last 6 games. And that, you know, to be happy after that, well, Christian has to be positive about what's to come. And it'll be a tough game on Saturday, tough game for Carmarthen players because of the sad loss of Gio. But I hope they put up a performance for him. And Carl McCarthy, who's been a tremendous player over the last 3 or 4 seasons since the Met have been in, Kyle could make his 100th start. So good luck to Carl McCarthy on Saturday.